This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you to the Stories of the Prophets, episode number 48. Is it 48, 47? I forgot. And we're session number 16. So I think it's 48, and it's session number 17, talking about Musa alayhi salam. So 48 lectures or 47 lectures, I can't quite recall. And we're still talking about Musa and Bani Israel. Today, inshallah, it'll be interesting because we're going to be talking about how, despite all the clear evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to Bani Israel, yet they still had doubts, they still caused a lot of problems and hardship to Musa alayhi salam. Alright, Zakallah Khair Hussein, Brother Hussein, it's 48. So it is episode number 48, session number 617, talking about Musa alayhi salam. So far 48 lectures, 48 subhanAllah lectures, alhamdulillah. And we're still just with Musa alayhi salam, and we're not done. Musa alayhi salam, so I'm anticipating this series to be maybe more than 60, 70 lectures altogether. It'll be, mashallah, quite an interesting series. But anyways, let me quickly give you a quick review of what we talked about yesterday, so we can get going with the we can resume our stories, inshallah ta'ala, today. We talked about how Musa alayhi salam went into that appointed time or that appointed day to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah azza wa jalla has given him the Torah. And then Musa alayhi salam, excited, you know, happy, came back to Bani Israel with the Torah. And then he found, you know, that, you know, the that Bani Israel were worshipping that cow, that calf that was crafted by this Samaritan, the Samiri, and how Musa spoke to Bani Israel and then addressed his brother Harun and then addressed a Samiri. Kicked him out from Bani Israel, from their, you know, their tribe, and then he destroyed that calf and burned it and threw it into the Red Sea. But then Musa alayhi salam started teaching Bani Israel. He started teaching them the Torah, and the Torah is just, you know, a bunch of commandments such as to not to steal, not to commit adultery, not to drink alcohol, the honoring the parents, you know, the good stuff, the good things, like the same, you know, teachings of Islam, you know, pretty much. And then Ben Israel went to Musa after he was, you know, started teaching them the Torah, and then telling them that, oh Musa, we added an Torah and nakhtar. He says, you know, we will choose what to believe in and what not to believe in, or we will choose what to follow and what not to follow. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, you know, was so furious at them. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 85. Do you believe in some of the book and then, you know, and don't believe in others? And this is, subhanAllah, Bani Israel. Yeah. Despite, like I said, all the clear evidence, there's so many miracles. The other prophets, they did not have to show that many miracles to their people. But all the prophets that came to Bani Israel, such as Musa alayhi salam, so many miracles, as we talked about, the parting of the sea, the turning, you know, the Nile into that river, into blood, the frogs, the lice, the parting of the ocean. There were so many things, subhanAllah. Their heart was not fully submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the majority. Yes, there were some people who were, you know, committed to Musa and the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the majority they were not. The majority they were still astray. So they came and they said, "Oh Musa, I know from this teaching of a Torah, we would only choose something which choose that goes with that which goes to with our desires and whims, and we'll drop the others. You know, we won't follow the others." Just like sometimes in the, you know, today when someone is fatwa shopping, you know, like fatwa shopping, a lot of people do fatwa shopping. You know, they go around, if they don't like what they hear from a sheikh, they go and ask another sheikh. And then if they don't like it, they go ask, and then they change the question, they rephrase the question, right? But they, until they find what they're looking for, we call them fatwa shopping. So these people, they told Musa, "Oh Musa, we will only believe in some and don't believe in others. We will believe in that which goes with our whims and desires, and then we will not believe in others." أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And then as Allah was so angry and furious at them before their eyes, the mount of Sinai was raised over their heads. And as they thought that this mount was to be, you know, was to be fall on their heads, they saw it before their eyes. It's another miracle. Here's another miracle. They saw this mount. Allah Azza wa Jal lifted up this mount. The mount was ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal. So the mount, can you imagine? You see a mount being lifted into the sky. This is not magic. This is not magic. This is no sihr or black magic. A mount gets lifted before their eyes. And then it starts moving just like a cloud. Just like a cloud, the mount gets, you know, raised and then moved until it became, you know, on top of their heads. And then Musa was saying, "Are you going to believe, or, you know, take it, hold it, take it, and you take the Torah, take it firmly, hold on to it firmly. Don't say you believe in some and don't believe in others." Right? And then as they thought, khalas, they were scared, they were terrified that they would die, that they would be destroyed. You know, this mount will fall upon them. And they said, "We will believe." One more time, they say, "We will believe, we believe, we believe." But did they truly believe? What do you think, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram? What do you think? What do you think? They said, "We believe, we believe, khalas, we'll follow." But would they follow again? Would they really believe? Would they really, you know, come forth and stop causing problems to Musa alayhi salam? Because Musa alayhi salam, he really struggled with Banu Israel. He struggled. They were only a few kilometers away from entering Al-Quds. The aim was just to go to Quds, right? Musa took them away from Egypt. Jazakum Allah khair. You guys are great. Yes, Hussein and Nas Thabit and Sana Mehdi and Reda and Diary, all of you. Yes, you're right. You're right. you know, so they, it's what was I saying? With regard to Ben Israel? What was I saying? Yeah, I was saying something, then I forgot. You see, because I wasn't. Anyways, so they saw so many miracles, you know, before their eyes. Yet, yes, I was saying that Musa, you know, struggled. Musa struggled, went through a lot of, you know, hardship. They caused him a lot of hardship. You know, they were enslaved by Fir'aun. They were enslaved by Fir'aun. They were traumatized. Fir'aun, you know, committed so many atrocities against them. You know, and then Musa came, confronted Fir'aun, took Ben Israel out, you know, into the desert, and then from the desert going towards Palestine. As they were only a few kilometers away from Palestine, they hesitated. They said, "No, we're not going." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited upon them for 40 years wandering in the desert. So Musa alayhi salam, what did he do? He chose from those people, from those Ben Israel, 70 of the best ones. Like their shuyukh. So he selected their shuyukh. These are the best of those Ben Israel. The best of those 600,000 of them. Or more than 600,000 of them, right? He chose the best. How many were there? He chose 70. 70 chiefs. Right? 70 of, you know, of their chiefs. You know, these are the best. and look what's going to happen with the best of the best, the cream of the cream, the cream of the crop, the knafa, the knafa of Ben Israel. He chose the knafa of Ben Israel. He chose the kabghzal, as we say in Morocco. He chose the shabakiya of Ben Israel. You know, the best of the best. the knafa or the baklawa. He chose the baklawa of Banu Israel. Yani, the sweetest, the cream of the crop, the best of them, 70. What's going to happen with the best of the best? Well, this is what's going to happen, brothers and sisters. Sometimes. So he chose these 70. And then they went with Musa. Musa was going to concentrate on those 70 to teach them, to, you know, because these 70, eventually, they will go on and they will be the chiefs to their tribes, to their districts, like the Sabbaths. Right. So, and they said, oh, Musa, yes. Musa, لن نؤمن لك. We won't believe in you until we see Allah live. Musa, we will not believe in you until we see Allah live. Live. We want to see him live. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 55. Remember, these are the knafa of Ben Israel. Huh? These are the baklawa of Ben Israel. These are the best, the cream of the crop of Ben Israel. After that, they came to Musa, they're saying, despite all the miracles, now they're saying, we will not believe in you, O Musa, until we see Allah plainly. Plainly, we want to see him physically. Oh man, this is, you know what, this is what Fir'aun said earlier. Fir'aun said the same thing earlier. He says, oh, ya Haman, build me some sort of escalator so that I can go up and see Musa's God, so I can see Musa's Lord, right? So Ben Israel, now they're saying the same thing. Musa, we will not believe in you until we see Allah plainly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got so angry at them. Allah azza wa jalla got so angry at them. So what happened, my brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent lightning upon those people who wanted to see Allah. Remember when Musa alayhi salam, when he was talking to Allah azza wa jalla, and he says, oh Allah, let me see you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, oh Musa, you won't be able to see me, but look at the mount. I'm going to reveal myself to the mount. If the mount stands still, then you shall be able to see me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala portrayed himself to that mount, and the mount turned into dust before the eyes of Musa, and Musa alayhi salam fainted, went down, you know, unconscious after he saw the mount turn into dust. So now the 70 best knafa, the 70 best baklawas of Bani Israel, the 70 best shabakiya, and the 70 best, you know, shabakiya is one of the sweetest Moroccan pastry, right? If you have not tasted it before, go to a Moroccan, you know, restaurant or a Moroccan store, or we may as well go to Morocco and ask for shabakiya, you know. So these are the shabakiya of Bani Israel, right? These are the best of the best. They're saying, we won't believe in you until we see Allah plainly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got angry at them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, got furious, and he sent upon them a lightning and killed all of them. All of them died. So Musa now is in disarray. Musa is in shock. Musa is disappointed. Musa is sad. رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَإِيَّاي مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّاي أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكْ تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Oh my Lord, Allah, Musa now is asking the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's asking him to give them life again, to bring them back from the dead. Oh Allah, I'm going to take the, how am I going to go back to Bani Israel? These are the best of the best of them, you know. I'm gonna go back to my people and tell them your chiefs have been killed. The, your chiefs have been destroyed. Your chiefs are dead. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, please. Oh Allah, afatuhlikuna. Are you going to destroy us with what some of the foolish people have done? These are foolish people. Those are foolish, you know, these foolish people, foolish statements. Ya Rabbi, give them life again. And one more time, another miracle. Another miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected them in this dunya. Those who were dead came back to life. It is not the dead walking, you know, that movie or that series that's, you know, on TV, the dead man walking. No, there's no such a thing as dead man walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he killed those 70 sabats from Banu Israel, he resurrected them on the spot. And they became alive again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 56. Al-Baqarah 56. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The Ba'ath. It's the Ba'ath. It's like the Day of Judgment. It's like the hereafter. You know, the Ba'ath, the resurrection. But this time, the resurrection happened in this dunya. Allah resurrected them. لَعَلَّكُمْ. After Allah Azza wa Jal killed them, after they were dead, He resurrected them. Why? Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may be grateful. So that you may be thankful. But Allah still was angry at them. He stopped the rain. No more rain. And they're living in the desert. They need some rain. Where are they going to get the water from? Now, Banu Israel, the people are thirsty. Women are crying. The babies are crying. Imagine, you know, a baby is crying, he's thirsty, and you have no water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, "Oh Musa, amongst you, there is a man who is really challenging me with sins. He's a sinner. Tell that man to leave. Once he leaves, I will send down the rain." This hadith is in Bukhari, by the way. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. So Musa, he addressed Banu Israel. He says, "Oh, you Banu Israel, amongst you there is a sinner. If he was to leave, Allah will send the rain. Allah has blocked, has prevented the rain because of him. Once that person leaves, then Allah will send down the rain." But unfortunately, nobody left. Nobody left. Yet, few seconds later, rain started pouring on Banu Israel. Rain started pouring on Banu Israel. So Musa, as Musa is Kalimullah, right? Musa, he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Musa spoke to, "Oh Allah, nobody left. Nobody left. How come you send down the rain? But nobody left. You send down the rain." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, "Oh Musa, that sinner, he repented to me. And because of him and his repentance, I'm sending down the rain. Oh Allah, let me see this man. I want to see him. Who is he? Who is this man? Who is this pious man? Who is this righteous man? By whom we were prevented rain and through whom you sent down the rain. I want to see this man. Can you show him to me, oh Allah?" Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa, "Oh Musa, I did not expose him when he was sinning. Do you want me to expose him now that he has repented to me?" Allah says, "I did not expose him when he was sinning. I didn't expose him. Do you want me to expose him now that he has repented to me?" Look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Imagine if Allah was to expose you and I with all the sins that we do, with all the evil that we do on a daily basis. Imagine if Allah was to expose us. Yet Allah is so merciful upon us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's so merciful. He does not expose us. If there was any fragrant, any smell to our sins, we would not be sitting with one another today. Nobody will be sitting with anyone. Why? Because we'll be smelly. We will smell. We will smell. Yet Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not exposing us, subhanahu. So much so, on the Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters, in the Day of Hisab, in the Day of Hisab, when your name will be called, When your name will be called to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the hisab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put down his sitr around you. It's like a partition, it's like a veil between you and the other people so that nobody hears your hisab. So that nobody hears your hisab. So you are covered. The only one who hears you is Allah. And then Allah will show you all your sins. Allah will show you all the sins that you have committed. You will thought that you will be doomed after seeing all those sins, things that you have forgotten. Things that you have forgotten, Allah will remind you of them that day. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell you that day, oh my servant, oh abdi, I did not expose you. Satartuha alayka fi dunya wa akhfiruha laka al-yawm. I did not expose you in the dunya. I did not reveal, you know, you amongst the people in the dunya. I did not expose you. And today I shall forgive you. And today I shall forgive you. Allah is Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, Al-Tawwab, Al-Afu. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves to forgive. He loves to forgive. I did not expose you in the dunya. And today I shall forgive you. So Allah has just sent down the rain. But yet, they needed some more. There were a lot of people. They were not enough. So here's another miracle. Another miracle before the eyes of Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, O Musa, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. And then Musa invoked Allah Azza wa Jal for rain, for water. They were thirsty in the desert. Those sinners, those people, everybody, they got thirsty. Then Allah has revealed to Musa, O Musa, strike the stone with your stick. One more time, the stick. The stick that turned into snake in the Mount of Tor. The stick that devoured all those sticks of the magicians, of the sorcerers. The same stick that Musa hit the ocean with, the Red Sea that parted, apart ways. The same stick, brothers and sisters, the same stick. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling Musa, strike a rock with your stick. And then before their eyes, fanfajarat, then gushed out, therefore, therefrom 12 springs. Because when Musa, brought back those 12, knafa, or those 12, you call them knafa, those sabbats, those the best of the best, right? They became 12 districts or 12 tribes. So each tribe had a leader. It's like a managerial skill right there. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them to avoid any fights, look, to avoid any quarrels, any fights, any war, any social war, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa to strike the rock with his stick, then gushed out therefrom 12 springs. Each group will know their own place for water to avoid any discrepancy, to avoid any fight, any quarrel, any arguments. Huh? We have 12 groups. Each group will have a spring. Yalla, drink. Yalla. Huh? One more miracle. One after another. So many miracles. Just believe, Ya Ben Israel. Believe, Ya Ben Israel. Ya Ben Israel. Believe. Ajib. So many. They're waiting for the water. They're waiting for for the rain this time because they needed more rain. All of a sudden, water is coming from the rock. Springs coming from rocks. Spring coming from rocks. Eat, drink. But they're so pampered. Dari, sister or brother, Dari, listen what's going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them water, manna wa salwa. He gave them very sweet drinks and quails. Each Israeli, they will come out from their home, they will find quail, a bird, and this honey from Jannah, you know, called Al-Man, Al-Man wa Salwa. Yeah, this is from heaven. And then, no. Despite all and everything, now Bani Israel, they go back to Musa. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 61. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. They're so pampered, man. They're so pampered. They said, oh, Musa, we cannot endure only one kind of food. Yeah, and every day pizza. It's too much. We want to change. And this pizza does not come from Pizza Hut. It does not come from 1, 2, 3 pizza. It does not come from 2, 3, 4. It does not come from Pizza Nova. It does not come from... No. This is something from heaven. Every day they come, they find this beautiful drink, this hassle, this beautiful drink, and then they find quail, chicken. They go, Musa, we cannot endure, this food every day. The same food every day. We cannot this too. Oh, Musa, فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ, call your Lord. Every time they ask Musa for something, they don't say, call our Lord. Call your Lord. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَائِهَا وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. They said, O Musa, invoke your Lord to bring forth for us what the earth grows. We want something from the earth. What the earth grows from its herbs, cucumbers? You want cucumbers? Yes, some herbs, some cucumbers, some wheat, some lentils, some onions. Yani, you don't want the food from heaven and you want the food from the earth. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ. Are you exchanging that which is better for that which is low? يَا بَنُ إِسْرَائِيل, يَا بَنُ إِسْرَائِيل. Oh my people, يَا بَنُ إِسْرَائِيل, what is wrong with you? No, we cannot endure. We cannot endure the same food. We're tired of it. We're tired of the same food every day. We want to change. We want some lentils. We want some adas. Adas? That adas, the adas soup, that Pakistani dal? Yeah, the dal. We want dal. We want dal. You want dal? I'm bringing you something asal. I'm bringing you honey. I'm bringing you something from Jannah. And you want dal? You want dal, ya ammi? You want adas? Wa basal? Basal, you want basal? You want onions? You want cucumbers? Wheat and herbs? Ben Israel. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. More? Yeah, they need more miracles. More miracles. They're in the desert. They are in the desert. And it's hot. It's hot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 57. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they were in the desert, in the midst of the heat of the desert, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaded them. He shaded over them, again, how many clouds? 12 clouds وَظَلَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. They were, you know, these clouds were shaded over on top of them. Each tribe has its own cloud. Ya salam. So many, so pampered. Each tribe, each district has its own cloud. كُلُوا وَشَرَبُوا. Eat and drink. Because they were eating and drinking, a bit sunny. It's too hot, Musa. Musa, we need the AC. We need the AC, Musa. It's too hot. You have food. You have drink. It's too hot. طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaded over them clouds. Special clouds for them. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from the good which Allah has provided you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They did not really wrong us, but they wronged themselves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. They only wronged themselves by not believing. This is what Musa had to deal with, my brothers and sisters. This is what Musa had to deal with. You know, this type of mentality, this type of people. You know, we're talking about his hardship with the Fir'aun. This hardship with Banu Israel is beyond that hardship he had with Fir'aun. Fir'aun, he Musa confronted him, and then, you know, and then showed some miracles, moved on. But Banu Israel, those who claim that they are believers, people from your own skin, people from your own faith, people who speak your own language, yet these are the people that really cause you the harm the most. Banu Israel. But Musa was patient with them. Musa was patient and patient with them, teaching them the Torah, sitting with them. One day Musa alayhi salam was traveling. He was traveling. And then a man from Banu Israel stood up and said, Musa, Musa, who's the most knowledgeable man on earth? Who is the most knowledgeable man on earth? Musa alayhi salam said, I. He said, I'm the one. I'm the most knowledgeable man on earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Musa a lesson. Allah wanted to teach Musa a lesson. Instead of attributing ilm to Allah, he attributed ilm to himself. He says, I'm the most knowledgeable man on earth. Who's most knowledgeable? He said, I. There was a narration when Musa in that boat, you know, he saw a bird came and then just with its beak, he just sunk it into the water. He sunk its beak into the water. And then, you know, he drank and then he left. Allah revealed to Musa, oh Musa, your knowledge compared to my knowledge, it's just like that bird, you know, that much water he drank from the sea. What did diminish anything from the sea? It did not diminish, it did not reduce the amount of the water in the sea. That's the example of your knowledge with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of this universe subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wanted to teach Musa a lesson for attributing, you know, ilm to himself. This is kibr, little bit of arrogance. Although maybe Musa did not mean to be arrogant, but he knows better. He knows better. He should not say, I know, I'm the most knowledgeable. You can't say that. There's always somebody who's more knowledgeable than you. This is why the mufti, the right mufti, after he gives a fatwa, he should say, Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. You give an answer to the best of your ability, but then at the end, say Allahu A'lam, because it is only Allah who knows. Even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, Wallahu A'lam, he used to say that. Allahu A'lam. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Musa, you know, said what he said, he wanted to teach him a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent Jibreel alayhi salam to Musa. And then Jibreel told Musa, oh Musa, there is actually a man who's more knowledgeable than you. Musa, there is. So you're not the most knowledgeable man on earth. There is actually a man who's more knowledgeable than you, oh Musa. Oh really? Ya Allah, I want to go and meet this man. I want to go and meet this man. I want to go and learn from him. I want to go. Ya Rabbi, dullani alayh. Show me where this man is. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, oh Musa, you will meet him in the junction of the two seas. Huh? Where? Oh Musa, you will meet him in the junction of the two seas. What two seas? Where the salty sea meets the sweet sea. That junction, you will meet him there. That's where? Where is that? Where is Musa now? But where is this? And why? Why do I have to travel to him? Why do, just give me his name. Tell me where I can find him. Or why don't he? I'm a prophet. Why doesn't he come to me to teach me? Why do I have to go to him? Why do I have to really travel that far to meet this man? The direction of the two sea. Give me a better direction. Because this direction is like the junction of the two seas. Yani the sea. There's so many sweet seas and salty seas. Yani where can I find this man? It's very, very absurd the way things are. Yani very not clear. It's foggy. It's not clear. Yet Musa did not ask no questions. He didn't ask no questions. Musa will undertake an amazing journey to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles just to meet a man and to learn from him three things. He will undertake a journey for hundreds and hundreds of miles to meet a man to learn from him only three things. So is the value of ilm. Allahu Akbar. So is the value of seeking and pursuing knowledge. And pursuing knowledge requires some sort of etiquette, adab, requires sacrifice, requires lots of adab. And you will see how Musa will learn this adab. So Musa will undertake that journey to meet some secrets, because this man will be full of secrets. The whole journey is filled with secrets. The whole journey is filled with secrets. A man who's not like a normal man is an extraordinary man. Extraordinary man. We don't know much about him. The only thing that we know from this man is that he will meet Musa on a journey. And then after that, we will never hear of him again. We will never hear of him again. We don't even know where he's from or whatnot. We don't know. But Musa will go to learn from him three things only. Who is this man? Where are they going to meet? Where? Today we know, but where? And why Musa will, you know, travel? And who would he go with him? Like, who would travel with Musa? Yes, that story. The food. Why the food? Why the fish? Because this story has some fish in it. Because he will go with his maid, who's servant, not maid, his helper, who's actually a prophet, who will be a prophet later on. They will go together, which there's another lesson in it. When you go seek knowledge, it's better when you seek knowledge in groups, together, as jama'ah. When you undertake a journey, it's also good when you undertake a journey in groups, in jama'ah. So he goes with his boy, and then he tells his boy to bring some fish, so that when we get hungry, you know, you will cook the fish for us. Fish? Why didn't you ask for the quail? Why not al-man? السلوى that Allah was bringing down from heavens. Why the fish? You know, sisters and brothers, what I'm talking about, right? Yes, Musa will meet Al-Khidr. That very famous story mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. That very, very extraordinary, amazing story, you know, mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. We will talk about Musa and Al-Khidr, but not today. We will talk about this next week, inshallah ta'ala. Next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. The amazing journey, Musa and Al-Khidr, inshallah ta'ala. So many lessons, because I could not start it today, because it's not just a story. The lesson of Musa with Al-Khidr is filled, or the journey with of Musa and Al-Khidr is filled with lessons. Filled with lessons. Lessons like life lessons. Lessons that I promise you each one of us can relate to. I promise you. Each one of us can relate to this story and the lessons from the story of Musa and Al-Khidr. But unfortunately, I cannot start it today. We will talk about it next Friday, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, indeed, it is another cliffhanger, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being part of the stories of the prophets. This was episode number 48, session number 17, talking about Musa and Ben Israel and Musa and the Al-Khadr. Jazakumullah khair again. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Umair. Thank you, Sana. Thank you, Reda. Thank you. Thank you, Mahdi. Thank you, Bint Adam. Thank you, Morkane on Facebook. Thank you, Nasima. Thank you, Lula Robe. Thank you. Who else? Thank you, these guys here. Layla and Fatima and Kululu and Sana and Mu'nisa and Diary and Hussein. All of you, thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you, Nasima. Barakallahu feek. We'll see you soon, inshallah ta'ala, next week. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. May Allah protect you all. Thanks again. Sana. Okay, let me say salam to my beautiful cousins. Let me say salam to them. Let me say salam to my beloved cousins. Yalla, assalamu alaikum.